Twisted. Twisted. That's what Justice Samuel Alito's got me. Twisted. I don't get it. I don't get why any of this behavior is okay. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm joined today by my special guest co-host, Tom Paulswitz. Let's start with the Alito call because I clerked for a federal appeals court judge, one level down from the Supreme Court. And I can, and I clerked for a two-time Reagan appointee federal appeals court judge. By the way, we never talked about politics. There was no political litmus test. But the one thing that my judge said to me was never do anything, Maggie, that would ever compromise my judicial ethics or the appearance of objectivity of this court. That is our primary objective. And he secondly said to me, I hired you because I want you to give me your best opinion on the legal matters that come before me to decide. He was an guy's name was Michael Caney. He's now deceased. Thank you, Judge Caney, for allowing me to serve you and the American people in that way. If you're unaware, what occurred yesterday is Donald Trump's lawyers filed a request for the Supreme Court to intervene. The Supreme Court is a federal court to intervene in Donald Trump's New York State criminal sentencing, which is to occur tomorrow.
Okay? New York State.
New York State. So these are two different legal systems. There's a federal legal system and the state legal systems in all 50 states. There is a rule, whether you're in federal court or state court, that prohibits ex parte communications. That means any communication between a party, their lawyers, and the judge or judges who will hear their case, or expected cases or likely cases to be before the court. You just can't have these conversations. Justice Alito and the Supreme Court responded. And by the way, the thing that was extraordinary about this is that it was leaked the same day. We've had leaks from the Supreme Court, but the fact that this call happened yesterday, the filing occurred yesterday, and this is just one of the many matters that Donald Trump has or will have pending before the Supreme Court.
Right.
It leaked the same day. Someone was so offended by it, so gobsmacked that they leaked it. Samuel Alito said, oh, nothing to see here. Donald Trump was just calling me to get a reference for one of my former clerks. By the way, the rules about ex parte communications don't say anything about the content of the communications. They just can't happen. One, two.
Right.
It's the same day as the filing? Weird.
Yes.
Three, Samuel Alito, don't take the call. Dispense of this matter that is incredibly time sensitive. Don't talk to the guy right now. Tom, what was your reactions when you heard the news?
Well, all the same things that you're talking about. But first and foremost, you know, the thing that struck me was is there is a thing called legal ethics.
They're supposed to be.
And it, I think the Supreme Court has gone above and beyond to ignore anything around the fact of at least showing the, you know, appearance of ethics, that these things are going to continue. And for Alito to even talk about how this is about something else, just like you pointed out, is absurd to begin with, because he knows how bad it looks. But the sheer fact that this call happened, it's at least to me, and you know what we were talking about before, what do we need to pay attention to and what do we need to let go? This is something we really need to pay attention to. And I am so happy that whoever, you know, found out about this or was there leaked it immediately, because they knew the gravity of the offense. And this is something, at a minimum, Alito, if they are ruling on something, anything pertaining to Donald Trump,
he
should
has
be
to
recusing
recuse.
Himself. Has to.
He might as well put a Trump flag outside of his house. He's almost done the equivalent of that. I'm just going to say this, and I know about this. I was a federal appeals court clerk. I interacted with Supreme Court clerks. I went to conferences with them. I know many Republican-appointed appeals court judges. Here's the thing. If you clerked for a Supreme Court justice, nobody needs to call the justice to verify the reference. That
Ever.
Is utter garbage. the very fact that you are a Supreme Court clerk would be like the first thing that will be written in your obituary, right? Like, they don't need to talk to the justice about it. So the very idea that this was some kind of job reference is immediately suspect to me. The other thing I'll say is that the justice himself and this clerk know damn well they should not be having this conversation contemporaneous with not just a case or any case, but this case, the one case that got to a jury, the one case that got to a verdict, the one case where this man has been convicted of felonies. And in the state of New York, it's technically not a conviction until you're sentenced. And that's the very thing that he is trying to stop. And it all happened on the same day.
Yes. And avoid at all cost.
Yeah. It's just, this is so beyond the pale that in my humble opinion, when you take the totality of Samuel Alito's statements, actions, an absolute flippancy about his sworn oath to protect the integrity of the court, to avoid appearances of impropriety, conflicts of interest, and ethical lapses, is now an impeachable Supreme Court justice.
I would agree, and I think this now puts pressure on John Roberts to make some kind of decision when it comes to ethics. You know, but I don't know if you remember this, but the House just changed the name of their ethics committee to some garbage name.
Weird garbage name. And John Roberts just issued his annual report on the courts.
Yes.
And criticized people for criticizing the lack of a binding ethics code that applies to the Supreme Court.
How dare you criticize a Supreme Court member about their ethics?
Shameful. Yes. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Joe Czarnecki and talk about the legacy of President Jimmy Carter. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. News, weather, and sports are next, and then we'll be back with Joe celebrating one of